Team Entry 1, Trusting in My Team. LinkedIn post starts, authored by Liam Bartholomew. 4 months in the hot seat as acting CMO whilst Alistair Corsi has been on maternity leave, and what have I learned? Speak up, no matter how intimidating a room may feel. Experience matters, both your own and others. Know your numbers and all of the context. You know a lot more than you may think. Lean on the team, they are incredible. Loud voices aren't always right. Authenticity will always win. Stay true to yourself. Acknowledge your strengths and weaknesses. There is nothing wrong with wanting to learn to walk before you can run. And that I'm very excited for Alistair Corsi to be back. It's been an incredible learning experience that I can't say many fairly early into their career get the opportunity to take. The fact that the time overlapped with our calendar and financial year end, 2024 planning and strategic planning, and a key new hire meant I got 2x the experience in a short time. Now to be moved back into a seat more familiar to me, able to apply everything I've learned to hopefully do it even better. LinkedIn post ends. I mentioned at the beginning of the diary that I'd feature a few posts from other people within the Cognizant marketing team. And that's because they have a perspective or experience that I think will be very valuable. When I went out on maternity leave, Liam stepped up to act as interim CMO in my absence. It was daunting taking that much time off. I mean, Cognizant has been my world for the past nearly 6 years, and I care a lot about what happens to it. Building something from the ground up makes it very difficult to let go. And while I was so excited to meet my son, I did feel some level of FOMO being out of the loop for a few months. As you can tell from Liam's post above, the timing was tough with the overlapping at the year for year end and reporting and future years planning. But there were no panic stations, no fires to put out, and no disasters. I think it was actually harder for me to step away from work for a time, even with something someone so overwhelmingly excited to step away for. As I mentioned in my last diary, I got this role relatively early in my career, and that came with a lot of imposter syndrome and fear of failure. Probably with that came a desire to have oversight and control over as much as possible, because then that way I could see any red flags coming on the horizon. Hopefully being able to solve or sort any problems that might lose me my job. Of course, over time, getting comfortable in the role and being more confident in my position, these fears dissipate slightly, but they never really go away. So I suppose I feared that I might lose that control that had been, in some senses, my safety blanket over the years. But taking that time off was amazing, not only personally, but professionally. I know that my team has my back. I have that bit more confidence in the engine that we've built here. And I know if I ever needed to take a step back again in the future, I'd be able to do so without any fear. And this one is a big thank you to Liam for everything he did while he was looking after the hot seat.